Our caller today has been apprenticing for a successful, popular women's coach. She's working for a woman who is an entrepreneur, serves lots of women, does very well in this business, and hires various people, also has various interns, apprentices, they're called. And so our caller has been working as an apprentice for free in exchange for gaining some knowledge, the chance to work in this system, and contacts, you know, being part of a network, as I understand it. We're going to hear the question from her. Now, this is the kind of thing that can work well for both parties, or it can be terrible. Sometimes you don't know until you're in it which one it will be. Other times, the experience might begin well, like you might actually be learning something. You might be willing to work for free in exchange for, you know, learning a system or gaining access to these contacts and so on. But there's a natural exit ramp that you tend to miss, and you just end up working for free much longer than you should. So basically, that's the situation our listener might be in. We'll hear it from her. As I said, can we help her out? Is my apprenticeship going on for too long? She asks. The detailed question and my answer after this.
Hey, Chris, this is Trisha. I've been following your work since reading The Happiness of Pursuit. So I've been an apprentice for a well-known women's coach for more than a year. I learned a lot from her, but I'm starting to feel like my commitment has reached its end. I do a lot of unpaid work, and she recently asked me to make another 6-month commitment. I don't want to seem ungrateful, but I'd like to establish my own business now. Am I just being selfish? Assuming not, how can I exit gracefully and start getting paid for what I have to offer? Thank you for your advice.
Well, this is a tough one. You know, ultimately, you have to make the decision that you think is best for you. You know, I can see it both ways. I think there's a real balance here. It is good that our caller feels like they've learned a lot, you know, during this experience. Like, it hasn't been a wasted experience. It was valuable. But key point, you know, they're starting to feel like the commitment has reached its end. I think it's always really good to ask yourself, like, how are you growing your business? You know, what are you doing today for your business? What are you doing to actually increase revenue, increase sales, land a new client, you know, land more customers, depending on what you're selling? That's the question with which to evaluate everything else, really. And I think you should be fairly brutal in answering it, you know, just really specific and intentional. And, you know, if something, including being an intern or apprentice for someone else, isn't helping with that goal, you need to consider if it's really worth it. And your answer may be, yes, it is worth it at this time. But your answer may be, you know, it's time to move on. And so I think, you know, once you start wondering if it's time to move on, it probably is time to move on, or it will be soon. So maybe the last point is, you know, whenever possible, you do want to step away gently. You want to maintain a good relationship, if at all possible, because, you know, you value this person's network. That's why you wanted to be part of their work. And part of what you probably hoped for in working for them was to be part of the network and to gain, you know, some other relationships during that process. So that's whenever possible. But ultimately, I think the most important thing is, as I said, how are you growing your business? And you need to be able to make decisions based on that question, not just, you know, how can you be, you know, the best possible free volunteer for someone else. That's what I think about that. I'll just, you know, let you consider how that settles with you. You got to make the decision that's best for you, but I also hope that you choose to invest in you, not just in someone else's business. All right, keep us posted. Let us know how it goes. Listeners, if you've got a question, something you're trying to figure out, sidehustleschool.com/questions, let me know. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects and invest in themselves. That's what it's all about. Thank you for tuning in today. New episode tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.